time for our business news with Charles Beckford. Kia ora, Charles. And Meridian Energy has a new wind farm in its sights.
Kia ora to you, Marnie. Yes, the company's posted a lower underlying half-year profit on the back of lower sales and electricity generation. But, as you say, it has a new major wind farm in the offing. Bottom line profit was $227 million. That was up 19% on the year before. But take out nearly $100 million in gains from the values of various instruments it uses to protect against price volatility, and the underlying profit was $156 million. That compares with $184 million the year before. The amount of power generated fell 7%. Revenue was down nearly 10%. But the company is the main supplier to the Tiwai Point smelter and has just settled its contract for the next 4 years, which Chief Executive Neil Barclay says is the trigger for several major decisions.
The closure of the smelter will create room to service new demand, and one of our responses has been to create a new 10-year product to support customers who choose to electrify their process heat. I expect to see some tangible sales progress this financial year. Also, the opportunity for new large-scale energy-hungry demand in Southland is looking more likely than not. Now, the certainty provided by the NZAS agreement, along with the confidence we're gaining in our mitigation strategy, has enabled our board to take a couple of key decisions yesterday. Firstly, they approved the build of our $395 million Harapaki wind farm, and secondly, they resolved to keep the interim dividend at a consistent level of the prior year.
That's Neil Barclay from Meridian. The telecommunications company Spark's bottom line been hit by closed borders and falls in migration. Half-year profit fell 11% to $148 million as revenue dipped slightly and depreciation costs rose. COVID-19 border closures cut demand for mobile roaming plans and new broadband connections. However, the company managed to partly offset those dips with growth in its cloud computing business. Spark's Chief Executive, Jolie Hodson, says the business has responded well to the challenges caused by the pandemic.
Like most businesses, we have continued to be challenged by the COVID-19 ongoing border closures, which means things like our roaming revenues are all but gone. And reduced migration has impacted the broadband and prepaid mobile markets, with approximately 44,000 fewer people coming into New Zealand in this first half versus the first half of FY20. It's also had an impact on our top line revenues, along with some one-off refunds. But we've maintained our focus on disciplined cost management to keep earnings steady. And we've continued to see great momentum in mobile. So when you strip out the impact of that lost roaming, our mobile service revenues, we're up around 3.8%. And we're also seeing good growth in our cloud security and service management businesses as businesses digitise and adapt to the new ways of working.
That's Jolie Hodson, Chief Executive of Spark. New Zealand King Salmon has seen its half-year results sink because of export disruptions caused by the pandemic. The fish farmers reported a loss of $4.3 million for the half-year to December against last year's $20 million profit. In an effort to clear a backlog of product it couldn't shift during the nationwide lockdown, it dropped prices, which helped with the cash flow but knocked its margins. Chief Executive Grant Rosewarne says it's expecting demand to return to normal about mid-year.
We're through the worst of that now, and the effects that remain are temporary. Certainly our profitability has been impacted. That's brought about by increased air freight costs. We had excess inventory, which is very unusual for us. Normally demand exceeds supply by a great deal, but during the COVID situation, we had excess inventory that we had to take care of, dispose of. We've worked our way through that.
That's Chief Executive of New Zealand King Salmon, Grant Rosewarne. Well, media company NZME's back in the black as advertising incomes partly recovered from the pandemic with little help from government subsidies. The company publishes the New Zealand Herald and other newspapers, as well as operating the News Talk ZB radio network. Net profit was just over $14 million against last year's $165 million loss, but that was driven by big write-down in the value of assets. And as Adam Jacobson reports, the company hopes it's turning the corner.
Chief Executive Michael Boggs says advertising income has recovered as businesses and the economy rebound from the lockdowns. He says the company now has revenue back to pre-COVID levels, ending the year with revenues back to a similar level as the previous year. The company added subscribers to its digital news service and plans to expand its print, broadcast, and online products. NZME expects grossing profits to allow a return of dividends. Ko Adam Jacobson, TNA.
And it's been a day for business results. Just a flavour of some of the other ones that have come through. Jewellery retailer Michael Hill International had a big lift in its half-year profit despite sales falling and the impact of the lockdowns. Net profit up 82% to $39 million Australian dollars. It had a big lift in margins and online sales. But it says the cost of the lockdowns in New Zealand, Australia and Canada, the markets which it operates in, was about $23 million. Now, the company got around $2.7 million in wage subsidies. But it has declared a steady dividend. And recently listed financial services company Harmony nearly halved its half-year loss to $2.8 million. The online personal lender's revenue was flat, but it had lower costs of funding, bad debts and marketing costs. And one other that was out this morning, winemaker Delegat, has had a record half-year result on the back of strong overseas sales. Net profit up 31% to $39 million. Sales were up 9%. Forecasting a full-year operating profit of $67 million, which would be a 10% rise. Well, let's see what the market's made of all that with Andrew Austin of Jarden Securities. Good morning, good afternoon to you, Andrew.
Yes, good afternoon, Josh.
Well, a lot to wade through there for investors and the like. What's the market made of that?
Yeah, sure. So the market as a whole, I describe it pretty much as flat, but it is up 9 points to 12,396. Some of the falling names there, we've got Property Industries is down 7 to $2.80, Fletcher Building down 12 to $6.42, and Skeller up down 8 to $4.41. At the other end, we've got Vista Groups up 6 to $1.61, Samford up 15 to $4.45, A2 Milk is up 18 to $11.48, and Somerset's up 20 to $12.99. Auckland Airport's up 11 to $7.25. And then we've got Meridian is up $3 to $5.65. And Spark, I've just lost that on the screen. Actually, that is flat today.
Excellent. All right, what's been the start like for Australia?
The other end there, it's actually down about 0.5% or 40 points to 6,799, Giles.
Which takes us to the currency.
Sure, so New Zealand dollar is still strong there against the US. It's at 0.7334. Against the Aussie, it's 0.9276. Against the pound, 0.5197. Against the euro, 0.6037. And the Japanese yen, 77.20.
And that leaves us with interest rates, oil and gold.
Sure, so the three-month bank bill there is at 0.31%. Brent spot crude is at $65.82 US a barrel, and gold is at $18.05. US announced.
Thank you very much. That's Andrew Austin from Jarden Securities. Another item of business news. Commerce Commission's issued a warning to Auckland Council about lending failures. Between 2011 and 2020, the council offered financial assistance to ratepayers who wanted to install insulation, heating and ventilation. But the Commission's found the council likely breached its obligations under the Consumer Credit Contracts Act to do adequate checks that prospective borrowers could pay back the money. Auckland Council says it intends to credit all interest charges totalling more than $10 million back to affected customers. All the numbers updated for you and the news are around 5:30 in Checkpoint, but for now, money, that's business.